I am.
Hey guys.
Hi guys. Welcome back to the podcast.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Hey.
It's crazy to see you here.
It's legit insane. Didn't expect to see you guys here.
Yeah. Welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
Yeah. I'm Sophia Wilson Felton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is a Vanderpump Rules
Rewatch podcast.
I want to say thank you guys so much to all of our new patrons.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks for joining.
Let's keep that same energy.
Yeah. Let's rock with sending us more money.
It's going to be on sale half off for like the next month. So
Just
keep it up.
And make sure you sign up on your computer.
Yes. Sign up on the desktop. Otherwise, you will be charged an additional 30%. And I do think that is a monthly charge, not just upfront.
Damn.
So
okay.
Be careful.
We don't want you to send us that much money.
No, we would never ask for $7.50. That would be crazy.
Yeah. Wait, treat for the patrons. I was just telling Sophia, my décolletage is out.
Hannah's décolletage is out.
Stunning part of my body, one of the most.
We're just doing like in-depth Valley recaps right now.
Yeah, and some Summer House.
And like maybe some general pop culture.
I'm shaking.
Because you already had so much coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Careful.
It's good for me.
You gotta scare yourself first thing in the morning.
Ah!
And you haven't had breakfast yet?
No, never do.
Girl, you scare me. You're scaring me first thing in the morning.
I did the thing that I do now. Which is I run downstairs right when I wake up. I have a big bite of my probiotic yogurt that you're only allowed to take one bite of a day.
Yes.
Kicks my system into overdrive.
Right. And then you have your poo.
Yeah. Damn. I love that stuff.
You're having an orthorexic morning routine.
Yes. But without the working out.
Well, orthorexic is just being healthy.
Oh.
What you consume.
Hell yeah. Orthorexic style. Not really my style, typically.
New eating disorder just dropped. Just kidding, guys. We're joking, obviously.
Yeah, we're kidding. I have a different one.
Honestly, my fear would so bad be creating like a pro-anorexia or pro-eating disorder space on my podcast.
Oh my God. Well, we would never.
I would pray to God.
You know what? Sometimes on my TikTok, I get the most wild shit where I'm like, what the
that
hell?
That is my Instagram Explorer. It literally is like what I eat in a day to like, just straight up anorexic. So
yeah.
I'm like, what is this? What's this about?
I get... Actually, hashtag Thinspo.
That is literally my Instagram Explorer
feed. It's so crazy. I do not want that.
No, I'm constantly marking the stuff I'm seeing on my Explorer. Not interested, not interested, not interested. It's just showing me more.
I'm rocking with report, report, report.
Report, blocked.
Sophia, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
Well, I had a lot of fun when we went dancing on Saturday night.
Yeah, me too.
What did I do on Saturday night? Actually, my whole Saturday night was awesome because I went to the gym.
Okay. Nice.
Check it. At the gym, like after I was done working out, I went onto my phone and I was like, fuck, it was warm outside. So, you know, mm-hmm. I was craving a burger.
Duh.
Burger season is upon us.
Oh, I love burgers.
I know. I was literally thinking about you because Hannah and I love burgers so bad. They're so fucking good.
I know.
They're so fucking good. And so I was like, okay, where should I get a burger? Like, I was like, I guess I could get Shake Shack, but I was like, no, I kind of want to get... I wanted good fries and Shake Shack has really bad fries.
Yeah.
Famously, I actually wanted sweet potato fries, which didn't come to fruition, but whatever. And so I ended up ordering from this bar called Captain Dan's.
Yeah, it made me laugh so much when I heard you guys were at Captain Dan's because Chloe was like literally there last weekend.
Well,
I was like, what's up? Everybody's rocking with Captain Dan's these days.
I went, got my burger, went home, and then we went back again. So that's where we got the drink. That's why it was so funny because I had literally never been there and then I went twice in one day.
Yeah.
Twice in 3 hours.
I've never been there either.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, honestly, it's cute.
Okay.
Because it's like, I like the setup, which is that they have a bar seating against like an open window. So Chloe and I were sitting at like on bar stools, but it was like just open space.
What is it by? It's by HBK.
Yeah, it's a block up. And then when we went back, Chloe got a pina colada, which was awesome to me.
I love pina coladas.
Yeah. Well, they had a lot of good frozen drinks there.
Oh, my God. Pina coladas are in this year. My coworkers and I have been talking about it
a bunch.
Pina
coladas are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we met you guys at the Rosemont, famed gay bar.
Yeah. Went there so my roommate could meet some guys, but he got scared left early.
Look, it happens to the best of us.
Hey, it's okay. Sometimes you take a little too much mushroom chocolate and you get scared of all the gay guys.
Yeah, and as I was saying to you, like, we are not the right crew to attract gay guys.
No. Well, sometimes I am.
Well, that's like, if it had been you and Leisha, you could have more operated, like, wingman style, but we just turned into a pack of gay freaks.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is like guys who are there to like suck and fuck are not going to be approaching our table.
Well, I also asked him, I was like, hey, you want me to wingman you? Like, look, that guy's hot over there. And he was like, don't push me or I'll get scared and I won't talk to anyone. And I was like, okay, respect. I'm going hands off.
Literally respect.
I'm going hands off, but you don't know the kind of miracles I can pull.
You do not know the shit that I got up my sleeve.
Gay guys literally love me.
They do.
Because I'm like,
and because I'm like, ah! And then yeah, we just like danced, which was fun. They were playing Charlie. The DJ was like really fucking bad, obviously.
No,
but
duh.
It was fun to dance to. It's just like funny to be in that atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
The DJ literally so bad, just like Oxcore DJing, playing like different, literally like basically only Charlie songs and like Abracadabra.
I forgot about that's the first
Some
time
songs
I've ever
I'd
heard.
Literally never even heard.
Okay, it pisses me off when they're doing that.
You know,
they're playing like. Songs that I know the words to, and then they throw in one like deep cut of some random diva where I'm like, no, I don't know you.
Especially at a DJ like that, because it's like you're not playing stuff that's like, it's one thing if you're a talented DJ playing stuff I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of adding your own artistry.
Yeah, exactly.
You're playing some shit that I can vibe to and I can rock to. No, they're just playing like literally like insane pop songs that I can't even dance to.
Yes. That most people in the crowd don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever.
But that was my sexy unique thing. I literally texted Chloe. I was like, I'm low-key in the mood to dance. And then look what happened to me.
Wow.
I franking did it.
Dude, and I love to dance. I was so excited too because that was like basically my sexy unique thing as well.
Yeah, of course.
But I was at work all day and I got crushed. I got my ass handed to me. It was so fucking busy. It was crazy.
The season is upon us.
And you know people get rude when the weather gets warm.
Of course, because they're crabby.
Yeah, they're
crabby. Sweaty and they're crabby.
And they're showing up and they're looking at my iPad and I'm like, hands off my iPad.
Oh my God, looking over your shoulder at the iPad is so fucking rude.
I step away for 1 second to clean a table. I come back and there's a guy clicking around on my iPad.
Stop.
I'm like, you know,
that
you're not
is so crazy.
It's crazy. You're not supposed to touch other people's iPads and especially not.
Not a work iPad.
Not a work iPad.
Do not go into the POS system.
No, literally. You're going to mess something up.
That is inappropriate.
Yes.
That is literally insane. It's like, what are you doing? That is so like you were raised in a barn behavior.
I know.
It's literally insane. Because first of all, it's like you don't even, I've used those iPads before. The shit you're looking at makes no sense to the naked eye of like a normal, like a civilian does not know what the fuck they're looking at.
No, it's like, okay.
It's like a diagram.
I know that. You guys, you men who are clicking around on my iPad, like, I know you know programs. You don't know Resy. You've never worked in a restaurant. So you don't
you do
know
not,
what the fuck is going
on
there.
You do not know like I
and
know
guess
Resy.
What? It's not intuitive. You can't figure
it's
it out.
It's literally not. I've had to use that before and I've been like, it's like what, like those images that it's like what your brain sees when you're having a stroke.
Yes. And that's why at job interviews, they're like, do you know how to use this program? Because they don't want to teach you.
No, of course not.
Because it's hard to learn.
It is hard to learn.
Kind
of. That is kind of how I didn't get that job because I was really bad at it.
The one in the city.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's super overwhelming. It's crazy.
It is. Oh my God. Sorry. Just mad at the men who are like, yeah, let me go on the. Why would you ever go on the iPad
know.
Of a restaurant that you're waiting to be sat at?
I know. And then I have to go up to them and be like, hi, excuse me.
What are you doing?
What are you
literally
doing on
what
there?
Are you doing?
I do the thing where I used to do this at my old job, and then my coworkers were like, oh, "We think you're autistic," and I was like, "Okay."
And
because I like walk up smiling, like, "Hi, how can I help you?" And then I turn my back, and my face fully drops to like a neutral mask / sad. And they're like, "How do you do that?" And I'm
the
like,
mask
"How do
is
you
the
not
smile.
Do that?"
Yeah, girl, the mask was the smile. Trust.
But I got my ass handed to me on a silver platter at work on Saturday. Mm. And then Saturday night, I was like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to do a little work.
Yeah.
After work, I'm going to do some more work.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go the hell out.
Story of my life after work, I'm going to do some more work.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Y'all, I'm in the trenches right now. Yeah. And so is Hannah.
Yeah.
I feel that we're both in the trenches right now.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so worth it.
I hope so. I feel like I've been in the trenches for months.
The way that I actually have such an insane, I just like, not to brag, this podcast is going to be wildly successful and it will be paying both of our rents like sooner than you even think about
it. I hope so.
I'm like legitimately, I'm not even joking, 100% certain of it.
Okay. I'm so glad that you feel that way.
I was saying to Chloe, I was like, I know Hannah doesn't have as much hope as I do, but I have enough hope for the both of us.
You certainly do. I mean, I have hope, but you have a lot of hope.
I think about it 24/7 and it's just going to happen.
Yesterday I was like,
whatever.
One of my coworkers broke up with her long-term partner and they live together and they're moving out. And she was
that sucks so bad.
I know. She was like, we live in a beautiful one bed in PLG and it's only $1,700 a month. And I was like, oh, if only I was making just a little bit more money, I could pay $1,700 a month to live alone in PLG.
Dude, I was
come on.
I'm keeping this all in because I love to publicly manifest. I think it makes it more powerful. I was literally saying to Chloe, when I work on the podcast and think about it, I think like, oh, I'm doing this so I can have a one bed. And we're both going to have a one bed within a year.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh my God.
I'm just certain of it.
The idea of like coming home and I'm alone and my cat's there and I'm like putting on a record or something.
Yeah.
And like playing with my crafts. It's like, oh, it sounds so good.
Yeah. Basically, life has to be hell for, I would say, the next 6 to 8 months. And then things are going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also love living with people. So,
oh, yeah. I don't even mean like that. I just mean like,
no, I get what you mean. I'm just thinking about like, I do like having roommates.
Yeah. No, my living situation is a lot better now too. So I'm not as like tweaker mode about it, but I am like, which also is just better because then of course, like when it happens, it'll be so sweet, but it won't feel like something that you're going to kill yourself if it doesn't happen.
Right. It doesn't feel like you are like, I have to get out now.
Yeah. I'm going to burn this place to the ground.
Yeah. Something bad's going
to
happen.
Literally used to feel in my apartment.
Right.
Now it's more of a safe space.
Yeah.
I love when my home is a safe space.
Oh, me too.
Thank God.
My bedroom is such a safe space for me.
Dude,
my whole house, but my room.
Here. That's
I
how I feel
love
too.
It. I love it in here. Let me think of something else sexy happened. Oh, I got my Tiger Mist dress.
Oh, yeah. For the photo shoot. Yeah. So photo shoot update. Hannah got her dress.
Y'all, it's crazy.
It's literally crazy. It does kind of look like the Sir dress.
It's sluttier though.
Yeah.
Even.
Yes.
If you can imagine.
Yes. Well, it's tighter.
It's way tighter.
Yeah. It's not like a loose. It's not a slip dress.
No.
It's a bodycon.
It's a dress for going clubbing.
I was laughing, sorry, at that girl at the club, which is the bar that we went to where there's a tiny dance floor.
A little dance floor.
She was wearing that green bodycon dress and a white leather harness.
Oh yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think some people came from Brett.
Yeah. A lot of them did, but I don't think that she came from Brett.
That's just what she put on this morning.
That's how I feel.
Oh God.
Yeah, but basically Hannah and I are gonna do a photo shoot, which I think we've talked about. We're
gonna
do
I think
it
we have.
On location.
I know we talked about it because we begged publicly for that girl to send us the dress.
So that we've given up on that girl, but I hope you're still listening.
Me
and know
too.
That all is forgiven. We bought Hannah bought a Tiger Mist dress for $55.
Yeah.
Worth it.
So worth it. 65 even.
65. And it does look like the Sir dress.
Yeah, it does.
And we're going to shoot on location at a bar.
Yeah. And wait, guys, remember when I said I had hips like, whoa, you were going to go crazy when you see him in this dress.
I'm so excited for the Instagram rollout of those photos.
Dude,
and I'm
me
so
too.
Excited for our cover art of our thing to change.
Me too.
Because it is like obviously busted as fuck. I made that in Canva in about 30 seconds flat.
Yeah, well, it is kind of Canva style, but I'm excited for it to be like, I hope, a picture of us.
I think it will be.
Yay!
And we need to find like someone to do some graphic design over top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now that you know about all of our dreams.
Our dreams, hopes, and desires, we can get into
season. Oh my God, guys. Everybody clap. Wait, also like please rate, review, and subscribe this up top. Send it to a friend.
Send it to a friend.
And I know it's like a smaller art. We have a smaller army there, but if y'all want to really like write a review on Apple Podcasts, that could be huge.
Yeah, we just got 2 new ones though, and they're really sweet.
We actually got a third new one that was me a couple weeks ago.
Oh. Who? What was it?
I was like, love this pod, recommend.
Okay, I saw that one. Damn it. I guess I'll write
Why
one
not?
Too.
If I can do it, you can do it.
True
you,
that.
The listener.
True that. Love this pod. Those two are so funny.
Well, imagine if I had written something like that. I was like, it has to just be like, love, recommend, because I can't be like...
I'm going to write a crazy one.
The ones that are like, the people who've been messaging us, like, listen to your podcast, like, as I got through like a 10-mile run.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, epic, crazy, but like, imagine I'm like writing that.
I rock with this podcast at the gym. Really makes my workouts easier.
Well, that is actually true for me, but I'm not running 10 miles.
Yeah, it was true for me too when I was working out, but dropped that. Oh my God, we're in season 3.
Yeah, we are in season mother effing 3.
Season 3, episode 1, Insta Fight. This is an episode I've seen a million times for some reason. Don't know why.
I guess it's probably because you've started at season 3 multiple times, don't
you
think?
Oh, I have something to say about the intro. Do you have anything to say about the intro?
I don't think so. They changed it.
They changed it a
I
little.
I wasn't locked in.
Just,
did they add Ariana?
They added Ariana and they made Ariana, Kristen, and Tom stand together.
That's awesome.
I know.
They hate Kristen. Oh my God. Also, we'll talk about it on the Patreon, but I watched part of the reunion.
Yeah. I have seen the reunion pretty recently, but I need to do the rewatch.
The way
the
that Ariana and Tom are like, you have BPD.
I know. They're like, you are diagnosable, have borderline personality disorder. You need to get that checked out.
It's true.
Yeah, they're
right. Not saying it kindly, but it is true.
Yep.
And she's like, sure, girl, go to the doctor.
Yeah, sure. For sure. You sure do.
Oh,
Kristen.
But it is like the way that them telling her that is just going to keep her from ever figuring that out. But whatever.
I know. Well, she did eventually.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if that's
what she thinks
she had. She figured something out. Okay, so we open up. It's kind of like the beginning is kind of showing us everyone, you know, reintroducing the cast of characters.
Yeah, because they're back.
They're back. So it opens with Jax at his apartment doing his like bust ass home workout. Oh my God, I hate him so much.
I know. He's a monster.
And then it's all like cutting like back and forth. So we also have like a quick clip of Sandoval shaving his forehead. Mm-hmm. Jax says in his talking head that he thought the group was over, but that's not the case and that everyone has moved on and grown up.
Okay, why would you say that?
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
I mean, he's going to be saying lie upon lie upon lie because next he says he is a completely new person.
Yep.
And he is, quote unquote, at the highest point of his life that he's ever been at.
Yes.
But he is so scared that something is going to go wrong because of his pattern of behavior.
Because of his pattern. Of the pattern of his life. Because of the pattern that his life has established.
He's so crazy.
I know.
If you find yourself multiple times in your life saying phrases like, I am a completely new person, you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Something is so wrong.
Well, you shouldn't be. Well, he just thinks. He said it at his birthday.
He's constantly saying that.
He's saying that
like multiple times a year.
Well, he's saying stuff such as, and now I'm going to be a good person.
Yes.
And from here on out, I'm going to be a really good person.
Yes. But he's scared because of his pattern.
He can't control.
Yeah, the pattern that is just his like literal psychosis and personality.
Can I say something about him at this current junction?
Yes.
In this day and age, I just saw an interview of Britney talking about him and she was like, I'm really happy he's sober, but his personality still sucks.
Yes. Of course.
Yeah.
Of fucking course.
Yeah, because like, he's still got that narcissism. She was like, I thought a lot more was going to change.
Girl, I did not.
I knew it wasn't.
Because it's like he has to get sober for things to change, yes, but that is literally the beginning. Like that is like,
it's the first truly step.
Yeah, even less. It's like 0.25 step. Like it's like you have to get sober and then do a literal complete overhaul of your personality and like everything about you.
Yeah, he needs to do a lot of inner work.
Imagine if he had gotten sober and somehow become it's like impossible.
Well, I knew that wasn't going to happen. Everybody did.
Of course. So then it's Kristen's apartment. She basically is like, yeah, I lost all my friends and Tom evicted me and I still love him.
Yeah. She says, of course I still love Tom.
Of course I still love him. Smash cut to her kissing James, her 22-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, God.
Dude. James is so fugly.
Oh, my God. James is so fugly. Like, he's a crazy looking guy.
Literally eight. Also, I did go to his Instagram and look at his filler.
His new filler.
I mean, he is just horrifying no matter what way you slice it. He's so severe looking.
I know. Well, he just has like really exaggerated features like a cartoon.
Yes.
Like, he just is very odd. He has a big head. He's got
his hair is like coiffed to the fucking gods.
Yeah, well, and he's also British as fuck.
He's British as fuck. His eyeballs are nearly constantly popping out of his fucking skull.
Yeah, well, he loves drugs and alcohol as well.
Of course.
Wait, also when Kristen is talking about how she lost all her friends and whatever, she's changing into her surdress and we see her two symmetrical lower back tattoos. Yeah, yeah.
Those are cute.
What are they?
I think they're angel wings.
I kind of like them.
I like them. She says, yeah, James is really good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Happy looks good on me. And then she's like, smirk.
Happy looks good on me, I think.
Happy looks good on me, I think.
Her oh in the talking head God.
Lying to herself and everyone else.
Your monster boyfriend.
Yeah,
your freak ass child bride.
I mean, it is the fact that he is 22.
He's so young.
Also, in the reunion, sorry, I'm probably gonna bring up stuff that because it was just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
They're like talking. They're like, well, you're like, she's so mad about Ariana and Tom, obviously, mm-hmm. being like, they're like, Tom will like hold Ariana's hand when Kristen is like verbally attacking her, and then she'll be like, that is inappropriate. That is inappropriate. Yes. And be like, I have to walk off. And then they bring up James, and she's like, yeah, Tom and Ariana started dating, so of course I had to start fucking a sexy 21-year-old busser. Girl, that's not the story.
That's not what. That's not it. That is not it. Well, she says later in the
bragging
episode,
about him.
She's like, I'm so happy to be walking into this party with James,
yes,
on my arm.
I wrote that down because she's acting like he's arm candy.
Yeah, like he's a prize. He is a punishment.
Looks like a character from a Tim Burton movie.
I know he does.
Holy shit, he is a punishment. God.
Yeah, he is. He is a punishment.
He is literally a curse. Like, legit, if that man comes into your life, it is a curse.
He is a plague, and oh my God, he's sticking around for the rest of the damn show.
I know.
It's like, Kristen, you brought in a curse upon the cast.
Literally.
Okay, so now Tom is arriving to Sir. He is greeting all the ladies. Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies. What's up, girls?
Girls, girls, girls.
He walks up to the bar. He goes straight up to Ariana. They kiss on the mouth.
Yeah.
They're in love.
Yeah, they kiss on the freaking mouth. They write that down.
Yeah, a bunch.
They do.
They're kind of tonguing at the bar.
They are in love. She looks so happy.
I know. They're so in love. And he has that
they're giggling together.
Starburst fade.
Oh.
It's grown out a little bit, but it's in there.
He loves that thing.
Yeah, where he shaved like little sunbeams into his head.
Yes.
Ariana says she doesn't really remember when she and Tom started dating. It's just kind of feels like they stopped not dating.
It's like,
it's like, okay,
girl, if you want to beat the cheating allegations, you need to stop saying things.
You better
like
not say stuff like that. You better not.
So crazy.
Sheena arrives to Sir and she's got a brand new tattoo.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, she does. Holy shit, it looks bad.
It's from her favorite movie, Almost Famous. It's a line that Penny Lane said. I love Penny Lane, obviously. A lot of girls do.
I know a lot of you chicas feel the same.
Yeah, she's extremely stylish, sexy, hot.
Sexy, hot, sexy, unique.
Rock star, sexy, unique. Her arm says, it's all happening.
Busted
ass script font.
Massive cursive script font. Huge. Across her entire forearm.
Yep, up her whole forearm.
Holy shit.
She says everything she's ever wanted is all coming together. She says, I have a great job. Same job you've had the whole time.
I know.
What did she even mean by that?
I think she literally, it's like the only new thing is that she's engaged.
Well, yeah. And then her next thing is that she has an amazing fiance.
Yes.
And she's really happy that Stassi moved away. And actually everybody is really happy about it. Except Katie.
Except for Katie, of course.
Yeah, Katie. Katie Downer. Then Sheena approaches Katie sort of at the pass in the restaurant.
Guess what about Katie? Her hair's
back
fixed.
To brown hair.
Thank God. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, she looks stunning, of course.
It's so humiliating that she had to have her busted ass hair for an entire season.
I know.
It's literally like, because you know when you have one of those days where you're like, God, I look the ugliest I've ever looked.
Ugly girl syndrome. I get it all the time.
That is how she felt for that entire fucking season.
I know, because they forced it upon her. They wouldn't let her dye it back.
Oh my God, it looks so much better brown.
Oh, she is so beautiful.
She is so beautiful, and we've been forced to kind of like not forget, but in a sense forget that all last season because of how fucked up her hair looked.
Well, her face card has never declined.
The face, honey, believe, trust.
But the hair card, she was not getting any money out of the bank for that.
She was in debt.
Sheena invites Katie to her birthday party because I guess they're on like good enough terms, like they're speaking to each
Does
other.
Does not seem like it the way that Katie reacts.
Well, Sheena is being a little brat. She was like, Katie, you can come to my birthday party, but I don't think they serve tequila there. And Katie is like, if you're gonna invite me to your birthday party, don't throw a fucking dig in.
Of course.
As you do it. Katie's like, I'm tired of this idea that like I'm obsessed with tequila and I'm a drunk.
Oh, she's like, I'm tired of the narrative that I'm an alcoholic. And it's like, well,
it's a narrative that is true, unfortunately.
It's a narrative that is true. Hey, but everyone is.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Katie, it's okay. Everyone is.
Katie, don't worry. Everyone's an alcoholic.
Except for maybe Sheena.
Literally. Well, yeah. She's not an alcoholic.
She's not, I don't randomly. Think. She's I mean, always Sheena leaving is, the party sober.
Sheena is often the one where it's like, she is the most like well-adjusted. Yeah. She's just so fucking annoying. I love her so bad.
I know, me too. Katie is like, okay, well, I'm actually not going to come. Because first of all, you just called me an alcoholic. And second of all, you invited Tom and Ariana and you also invited Kristen and James. Because Sheena is really good friends with both Ariana and Kristen at this point. Why?
No, that is actually why I watched the reunion. I only watched the first part, so maybe they'll explain in part two. But I was watching the reunion because I was like, okay, I do feel like when you don't watch the reunion, it's like I'm only getting half the story.
Yeah.
And I thought that they would explain like where Kristen and Sheena's friendship has come from. No explanation.
No, I think if Sheena they might go into it, but not really.
Yeah, well, I also think Sheena's doing her classic thing where when one of the three girls that she wants to be friends with is on the outs with the other one, she swoops in like a little vulture.
Yeah, but it's just so crazy to be friends
with. It's crazy that it's Kristen.
She was awful to Kristen. And Kristen was awful to her. But they said the most vitriolic things about each other.
And it just makes no sense to be friends with her when she's friends with Ariana.
And it doesn't even seem like they would get along even if they were like,
no,
ever had been even just like cordial to each other. They don't mesh.
They don't. It's very strange.
It's very odd.
Unexplained at this point and very odd.
It's a medical mystery.
So then we're at Sir still. And Lisa shows up and says hi to Jax. And he's like, I don't get any love or something.
Yeah, he's wearing like a pink bow tie and it's undone. And he asks for a kiss on the cheek.
And she's like, no.
She's like, ew, no.
He constantly is like, why aren't you loving upon me, Lisa? Why would Lisa be loving upon you?
Lisa, love up on me.
Literally. He wants her to love up on him so bad.
I know.
Yeah, literally. So then we learn about Pump. which I legit used to live a walking distance from. Pump is basically Lisa's new restaurant and business venture, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa makes a little joke about Jax being too old to work at Pump. And so Pump is just like the basically the difference between Pump and Sir is that Pump is on the main WeHo drag.
Yeah, Pump is a brand new bar in the epicenter of the gay community.
Yes.
And it is something that is going to take sexy to a whole new level.
So, yes. So yeah, basically that's what Pump is.
And those are her words.
Of course.
Brand new bar in the epicenter of the gay community made me laugh so much.
Epicenter is crazy.
Epicenter.
It makes it sound like it's a disease. It like makes it sound like it's like it's taking it's monkeypox.
It's monkeypox.
It's taking the gay community by storm.
Well, it's what she wants it to be, but it's about sexy. It's about sexy.
It's always about sexy, sexy, more sexy.
She is giving so Fabian this episode.
She is
sexy, sexy,
oh my
more
God,
sexy.
That little scene that we'll get to.
With the food.
Then we learn that Tom and Jax are friends again, and Tom is basically like, it's
so demented.
It's so demented. Tom is basically like, this part is so funny. Tom is like, yeah, so they put us behind the bar together, and for a while, like, we weren't talking, and then, like, you know what? We just started talking and now we're friends again. Like, he literally like can't explain it. He's like, there's no thing about like Jax apologizing. He's like, it just started with us like, you know, like chatting, and then like we're laughing together, and you know, we're basically back to how things were before.
Yeah,
that is sick.
He
and
fucked
twisted.
Your girlfriend.
He fucked your girlfriend and then said, we are not friends. I did you a favor. You weren't fucking her. Someone had to.
We were never actually
we were
friends.
Never friends.
Why do you even care? I feel no remorse. You deserved it.
And then Lisa shoved the two of them behind a bar together, and Tom just like caved.
Yep. Tom was like, yeah, it was kind of awkward at first, but you know, we've just fallen back into it. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I mean, they just don't have any values. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just.
They've got the memory of a goldfish.
Yeah. And like Jax is so terrible. Tom knew that. Like, it's just hard to like stick to anything.
Well, I feel
when
like
everyone is so fucked up.
I feel like Tom has kind of adopted the same attitude that everybody else took towards Jax, where it's like, well, we know he's a fucked up guy and he's going to do fucked up
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Why
you
not?
You don't need to be friends with people like that.
No. It's so crazy that they're friends again.
Yeah.
Jax basically does a shot with these ladies that they're surfing. He says, it's delicious. I've done that shot many times.
Yeah. It's like called like a strawberry bomb or something.
Sure. He's like, happy birthday, ladies.
Well, because the Tom is mixing the shot and the girls are like to Tom, like, take a shot with us. And he's like, no, I'm working. And Jax goes, I'll do it. And then Tom was like, please don't. And he was like, I'm doing it.
It's delicious. I've done that shot many times.
Yeah.
Okay. Freak. He says in his talking head that he is remorseful and it took him a long time to realize that he actually feels bad about what he did to Tom.
That's so crazy.
He's like, yes, it took a long time for me to feel that way.
Yep.
Okay. And then, of course, though, because he's a fucking insane narcissist and he was doing this last season too, he's like, but I do think I did Tom a favor because he is happy with Arianka now.
Arianka. Yeah, he was
Stop.
Like, well, Tom is like way happier now. So I don't want to say I did him a favor, but
I did him a favor. No, you did not.
No, you didn't.
You did the most like.
Well, here's the
you did something vile and inappropriate.
Here's the tea. I don't think they would have broken up in any other circumstance.
I know, but I still can't.
But it's not doing him a favor.
Not do him a favor.
No, you didn't do him a favor.
No.
You fucked his girlfriend. Kristen and Sheena are in the back. They're kind of like looking at the schedule, whatever. And Kristen is suppressing a grin.
Well, Kristen goes, hello, sunshine.
What? Hello, sunshine, because they're besties now.
But to hear that phrase coming from Kristen is like bone chilling.
I know.
Hello, sunshine.
Hello, sunshine.
I'm
Sheena.
Sorry. Kristen is literally, it's like, hello, darkness.
I know.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I know. I know. She's like a storm cloud.
Yeah.
Love her.
Love her down.
But so Kristen is hello, sunshining Sheena. She has something she's really excited to talk to Sheena about.
Absolutely.
She really has something big to tell her.
Yep.
She doesn't want to do it at work because they're going to start chatting for hours, she thinks. So she tells her now. She says, it's something to do with Tom, possibly Ariana. It's going to affect her. With a huge smile.
She's being absolutely devious, sick, and twisted this episode.
Yeah, and then Sheena's like, okay, what? Can you please tell me?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I need to inquire at this point. You're being legitimately pure evil.
Yeah, duh. You're
she's like being
she's like radiating with evil.
Yeah.
Huge smile.
Oh my God, they love being fucking evil.
Yeah,
it
but
brings them so much joy.
I love this plot line though. It's so funny. Basically,
I know Miami girl. I love Miami
this
girl.
This is when we hear for the first
her
time
name's
Anne-Marie. Tom went to Miami with the boys. and he cheated on Ariana.
Duh.
Is the big news. The Miami girl, the girl he cheated with in Miami, spilled the news on social media. And then Kristen reached out to her.
Of course.
Kristen contacted her.
Of course.
And she says that she has...
Kristen having like fucking Google alerts on for Tom.
No, of course. And then Kristen is like, I have hard proof that he cheated. And Sheena's like, what's the hard proof?
Wait, she goes, I have hard proof that was brought to my attention on social media. You reached out to that girl, acting like it was served to her.
You DM that girl. You DM
that girl, asked her for evidence.
And Sheena's like, what's the hard proof? And Kristen is like, social media. It's like, that's not hard proof, but whatever. And then Sheena's like, well, what am I supposed to do? I have to tell Ariana. And Kristen's like, do whatever you want with the info.
Literally, Sheena's being so dense. She's like, so you just are expecting me not to tell Ariana? No, bitch. She wants you to tell Ariana.
She wants you to tell Ariana. That's why she's telling you right now.
Idiot. Sorry.
Like, dumb dumb.
Oh, God. Then it's Katie and Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just remember that we get to watch Tom Schwartz have a panic attack soon. Yay! So Katie thanks Lisa for getting Tom a job at Pump.
Yep.
Tom working at that gay bar is so funny.
Well, he only does it for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, until he freaks out.
Yeah.
So she says, Tom has been doing really well with booking modeling gigs, but Tom would definitely like to be a little bit more financially independent if we're thinking about getting married. Financially independent from who? You?
Yeah, probably.
Like, do you mean the way that that phrasing is so confusing? Because I'm like,
where is his money coming from? Who is his money coming from? Well, yeah,
because she doesn't say he would like more money. Financially independent leads me to believe that he is financially dependent on either her or his parents or literally both.
I would say probably both.
Yeah, probably a combo.
But I don't know because he has that twisted relationship with his parents.
So maybe it is just Katie.
Maybe it's just Katie. Damn, that sucks. Well, this is the narrative he is going to stick to for years, which is that
he can't get married until he has more money.
He can't get married until he has more money. He cannot get married until he has more money.
Sure.
And he, I think, never starts making more money. He's getting paid from the show.
Yeah, he might start making more money from the show and social media, but it's not like he ever has like a job.
No, he never gets a job.
No.
He starts a bar that fails.
And eventually, he will start Detox Retox, a podcast.
And you know that thing's a money-making machine.
Yes. If you wait long enough, you'll be making ads off Detox Retox. So then we learn that Stassi has been in New York with her boyfriend. What's his name again?
Patrick.
Who, doesn't he refuse to be on the show?
He is on the show extremely briefly, I believe. But he does not want to be on the show, not even a little bit.
And she's now back in town and staying with Katie because, well, she'll explain it later on. But basically, she moved to New York for that man.
Yeah, for that man.
And then 6 months later, he was like, I gotta go get a job. I have a job in LA. And she was like, I just literally fled that place. I'm an LA refugee.
She is like, fuck my life. I just got literally. Here. But
and like, fuck my life. I just like burnt. She kind I of burnt was all like my bridges. High and mighty being like, fuck all you guys. I'm out of here.
Yes.
And then came crawling back, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa basically is like, Stassi owes me a phone call and an apology.
Yeah.
Because she was not a good friend to me, which is so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny when Lisa's feelings get hurt.
I know, but it makes sense.
No, it does. I mean, Lisa is literally favors Stassi so much, gives her so much leeway, is so kind to her.
Yep.
And then Stassi just like ran away and said nothing to Lisa.
Yeah, Stassi ghosted.
Yeah, which is like obviously fucked up.
And it's like, that's basically your mom. You're going to ghost your mom?
Yeah.
Come on.
And then Stassi pulls up. Katie gets into Stassi's new convertible.
Yeah, damn. Nice car.
I know. Nice ass car. And Stassi's like, how was work? Katie says that, you know, the whole freak brigade was there.
Yeah, all the Looney Tunes.
And she tells her that, like, she hurt Lisa's feelings and that she has to apologize to her. And Stassi kind of is like, I don't feel bad, but whatever, I'll do it.
Yeah, she has to go over to Pump
and
apologize. Okay, so now we're at Pump. We're at Pump. It's opening in 1 week. And so they're doing, like, finishing touches on it.
Yeah.
Lisa is outside looking at the box that goes on the wall that holds the menu and she yells, Ken, come look at my box.
Ken, come see my box.
And
Ken comes like jogging up.
Wow, he comes running over with a big smile on his face. Basically, Pump has taken a really long time and it's cost a lot more money than they expected, but they're really excited for it. So they invite Robert Earl, who is the owner of Planet Hollywood and Buca di Beppo.
And Mixology,
which we will be at later.
Later tonight.
To come like check out this space. And he thinks it's like really magical and beautiful and it's going to be an extremely successful restaurant. It honestly is beautiful back there.
It is really pretty. No, I said like, it's like kind of like a romantic bungalow vibe. It's like, it's way prettier than Sir.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Well, she got some big cranes to haul in 100-year-old trees to plant in the back.
Worth it.
Wow, that's so expensive.
I know.
And basically she says that Villa Blanca is where you take your wife, Sir is where you take your mistress, and Pump is where you take your boyfriend.
Yeah.
She is cultivating a gay guy space.
She is.
How exciting for us, for how much we love to say gay guy.
There's this a is gonna whole, be huge for our podcast.
Yeah, whole new gay guy space.
Also, Robert Earl goes, this is a $10 to $15 million store. What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm not sure. He also asks,
what do you mean?
He asks if you can have sex in the back tent.
Of course.
And she goes, well, you can, you Robert can. Earl.
Okay.
Ew, that guy fucking back there.
Nasty, nasty.
No, thank
nasty,
you.
Nasty, nasty, more nasty.
We're at a couple's dinner.
We're at a double date.
Yeah.
We're at Rainbow. So Kristen and James show up and yes, they're going on a double date with Shay and Sheena.
God, ew.
Literally just like.
No, no.
Just like, yeah. It's hell. It's obviously hell. I don't have much more to say about it.
Hanging out with that group. What is there to talk about except for the drama?
The problem is that in that group, your safe space is like Sheena and Shay.
I know.
And it's like, I do not want to talk to Shay.
Well, your safe space is Shay. It's not even
literally,
Sheena.
Yeah. Which sucks so bad. Sorry to Shay. Oh my God. All love to Shay.
Oh my God. James is so awful.
Dude, I made a TikTok about this because I was literally getting scared by his fucking face. Holy shit. He's so ugly. So Sheena is wearing crazy makeup. She has on a heavy lash and a smoky eye, mm-hmm. the doy.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheena basically is like, so what's all this about Tom and Miami Girl?
First of all, they get a round of Jack and Cokes, right. All of them, each one of them.
Right.
Ugh.
Yuck.
God. That's what I
Come
wrote.
Come on, get a pina colada.
I wrote round of Jack and Cokes. Yuck.
It is nasty. Kristen's continued obsession with Tom while she's dating James and like bringing James in on it is so fucking crazy.
And James is like down to clown about it. He is
literally like frothing at the mouth.
He is deeply invested.
He is highly excited to like fuck Tom Sandoval.
I know. And it's like, why, James? Because you guys were friends.
I don't know
and
why.
And now you started dating his ex-girlfriend.
I literally don't know why.
This is so embarrassing for him.
I think James is like the first person that we're seeing who is coming onto the show with an awareness of how to quote unquote like play the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yes. He is like really, really excited to get on the
yeah,
action.
He's like, I'm going to get myself into this drama and yes. I'm going to be on this show forever.
Yes. He's like, I'm going to lock the fuck in. And he does.
Well, he does.
In a way that will actually like negatively affect
the world.
Yes. The course of history that we're living through. Like literally. Kristen says like about Miami Girl, I think she's like, she DMs her being like, I really appreciate you telling me about this and I had to ask if it was true. You don't have to ask that. He is not your boyfriend. Yeah. It doesn't matter if he cheated on his girlfriend to
no,
you.
It doesn't matter.
But basically Miami Girl said that they slept together and Kristen is like, I have the text to prove it. And Sheena says she doesn't want to think that Kristen is doing this maliciously.
Yeah.
Why the fuck else would she be doing this, girl?
For what other reason would she literally. Be doing it? I mean, she says she has said and says again, like, I'm not doing this to like look out for Ariana, no. Obviously.
Her reasoning that we'll get to, she keeps saying, I'm curious.
Girl,
what the fuck?
I'm curious.
She keeps saying, I was curious. Girl, shut the fuck up. Curious?
But it's also like, yeah, that's true. She was curious as fuck. She was super curious.
Among other things.
And she cracked the code. She cracked yes. the case.
And then I just wrote down, James is so fucking gay looking. And oh, I just remembered that he is actually gay.
He is gay. Yeah, he's yes. gay.
And so then like James starts explaining what happened. And he's like, Tom gets horny. Wants to fuck her. She tells him, I'm on my period. We can't fuck. He literally told that girl, I want you to go into the bathroom. I want you to prove to me that you're fucking on your period. James is saying this, smiling, huge eyes, the widest I've ever seen them.
He's really happy.
He is so excited to be telling this like disgusting tale.
It's so gross.
It's so gross.
So she did. And he said, fuck it. I still want to fuck you. Ew.
Okay, like feminist king fucking also, on like, her period or whatever.
Yeah, literally. How do you even know that though? How does he even know that?
Well, I guess Miami Girl told that to Kristen in the DMs.
Ew, I hate that James has access to all of this info.
I know.
I hate it. I hate the thought
he
of them alone together.
He is so excited to talk about this.
He is so nasty.
And Tom still wanted to fuck her, whatever. And he told her that he and Ariana had been broken up 3 weeks before he was in Miami.
Yeah, he loves to do that.
Of course. I mean, it's a classic lie.
That's what he did to Ariana about Kristen.
Yeah. And so then Sheena obviously immediately starts crying.
Yes. Kristen's like, why the fuck is Sheena crying?
She's displaying sweet bitch behavior.
Yep.
Yeah, Kristen says, like, why is Sheena crying? Typical Sheena, making it all about herself. Kristen, you are doing something categorically fucking insane.
Yes.
Like, what do you mean? I don't know.
She's probably not even crying because she's sad. She's crying because she's like, what is happening?
She's deeply overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's really overwhelming.
You're scaring Sheena at dinner.
You literally are scaring Sheena at Rainbow.
The happiest place in the world. And you're literally scaring Sheena Shay?
It's so crazy.
Wait, at one point, James is like, I don't understand why Ariana is still with him. And Kristen goes, because she loves him and she doesn't want to believe it. It's like speaking from your heart.
Literally.
And your past
projecting
experience.
Projecting all over. Kristen says, trust me, you know I don't like Ariana and I don't want to be with Tom. Do I want them to be together? I mean, no, I really don't. And I think that she was trying to say that to prove that she doesn't have ulterior motives, to be like, I'm not trying to get Tom back, but it's like, you are doing something. Like,
well, you're doing something.
You're doing something.
You're doing something.
And if Tom wanted you back, you would be into it.
And it's like, wait, nobody thinks that you're trying to get Tom back with this. How would this win Tom back?
I think in her twisted mind, she might think that it will.
That's so crazy.
Well, I don't know. I think that she really, really wants to hurt Ariana.
Yes.
Really, really bad.
Yeah.
And I think to her, I'm assuming best case scenario would be that she and Tom get back together. I could be wrong, but like,
I think you're right.
Because the thing is, she's not happy with James. She's lying to herself.
Of it course. Sucks. How could you be happy with that man?
And they're obviously like screaming at each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see it.
Yes.
We'll see it soon.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just think.
And James is like an insane, insane alcoholic who loses his mind.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just so funny for her to be like, why would I be doing? I don't. She's being bizarre.
She's acting bizarre.
She's acting bizarrely. Anyway,
well, I think she even is like kind of overwhelmed and confused by her own insanity.
I agree. That's what
I
was just thinking. I think that she doesn't fully know why she's doing what she's doing either. But I think that she's like,
I think she like stumbled on a piece of information that was extremely juicy to her. And she's like, I have to act upon this.
I have to act upon this. And it's amazing to her. She obviously wants to hurt Ariana so bad.
Yeah.
And she certainly wants to break Tom and Ariana.
Well, yeah. She's like, I stumbled upon a treasure trove and I'm going to use it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not going to think too hard about why I'm doing it.
No, she can't think too hard.
Oh my God. And she does something just so crazy.
Yeah.
It's so bananas what she does.
Okay. So then, basically Sheena's like taking this all in. Kristen claims that if like Tom was with someone else, she wouldn't be doing this. Like she's like, if Tom wasn't with Ariana, like I wouldn't be doing this. And I'm like, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you would. I think
you're acting crazy, girl.
As much as she wants to hurt Ariana, she wants to hurt Tom as well.
And I just think she wants Tom to
be single.
Yeah, she wants Tom to be single. And I think maybe because she wants to be with him.
Yes.
She wants Tom to be single vis-a-vis, i.e. she single, Tom single, they together.
Yeah, they together.
Sorry.
Kind of like how they were before when they were dating, but both acted single.
Yes, literally. Oh my God.
Well, she said she still loves him.
At the reunion, they're like, do you wish like Tom and Ariana like happiness? And she's like, I wish Tom happiness. I do not wish them both happiness. And then Sheena's like, well, like, don't you think like if Ariana makes Tom happy, then you could wish. No.
She wants Ariana to die.
She does want Ariana to die.
She wishes that Ariana would die.
And at this point, she is convinced that Ariana and Tom were having an affair for 3 years.
Yeah. Which emotionally, I believe they were.
Yeah.
Physically, I don't know how much was done.
And I also was like reading on Reddit the other day because I was trying to figure out, I was like, do we have any confirmation on like actually what was happening?
Yeah.
And some people pointed some stuff out that I think is true, which is that someone was like, I think that if there had been more going on that we could actually like cheat, physical cheating or whatever, like Jax would have talked about that by now.
I think so too.
And I agree.
I think so too.
Someone also was like, or Tom would have brought it up to like make himself seem less bad in the Raquel situation and be like, we did a similar thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I do think if that had happened, though, like Jax in particular would have blown the lid on it by now. I don't think that they had an appropriate relationship together, but I definitely don't think that what Kristen thinks, which is that they were having an affair, a full blown affair for 3 years, is true.
I don't think so either.
I really don't think so.
But I mean, there's no convincing her otherwise. No.
And it's like, well, either way, Tom was cheating on you for 3 years. I just don't think that it was with Ariana necessarily.
Well, we know that he was having multiple affairs with other women.
Yeah.
Not affairs necessarily, but like he was having sex with other people.
They talk about it in the reunion.
Yeah.
They're like, we were both fucking other people. They say that Kristen had multiple affairs with other men who worked at Sir.
Yes. Weren't they like, she like latches onto somebody?
Yeah, she was like, emotional affair. And then everyone was like, no.
No, girl.
Girl.
Jax and Schwartz are at the doctor. They're on a little boy's trip to the doctor together. Jax is getting a nose job because he has a deviated septum.
Yeah, because of all the cocaine.
But they are going to be doing a little bit of cosmetic touch-ups while they're in there fixing up the nose.
Of course.
Schwartz says that Jax won't recognize himself in the mirror after this surgery, but that could be a good thing because of all the bad things he's done, which was so funny, I thought, to say to Jax's face. Just kind of jovial.
Schwartz will kind of say anything.
Yep.
And just talks. With like a smile.
Yeah. And he has kind of a light southern accent. No.
Right. He often says stuff like that and it's just like, okay, take it on the nose. He's on the chin.
He has lost his accent at this point, but he really did have one back then. It's so crazy.
It's so funny.
Sounds like Matthew McConaughey a little bit. And then Jax, when they're in the waiting room, is kind of launching into how his personal life is a little bit tricky right now, basically because he's dating two women
at the same time.
He's dating Carmen, who he met at Sur.
Yes.
But he is also dating Tiffany, who lives in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And it's just really tough because they're both such wonderful girls. Keyword, girls.
Literally
very young,
girls.
Very young. Very young girls. But they both know about each other. So that's a unique situation that he's
claims,
in now. Yeah, he says they both know about each other.
He says, such a situation right now. I don't know how I get myself into these predicaments. Yep. Such a situation right now.
Yeah. Such a situation.
Such a situation right now.
Such a situation right now.
I don't know how I get myself into these predicaments.
And then Schwartz goes, what do you mean you've been doing this for 10 years?
Of course.
Yeah. And then Schwartz also says that it's going to come down to who has prettier feet, which is related to a clip that somebody just sent us on TikTok and I reposted it. Did you see this?
No.
They were on that show with the baggage.
Yes. Baggage.
Yeah. They were on Baggage. And one of Jax's baggage is that he has a foot fetish.
Yeah.
Lol.
Lol. LOL.
LOL. So then Jax goes into the plastic surgeon's office, yes, like into the office, Dr. Lakey. He got a friends and family discount because one of his girlfriends knows Dr. Lakey. Tiffany.
Tiffany. Shout out Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
One point in the pro call for Tiffany.
Yep.
Carmen, you need to step your pussy up.
Come on, Carmen. Come on.
Come on, girl.
Carmen is in college.
Carmen is busy literally doing her finals right now.
Carmen is getting her degree.
Come to find out. Yeah, Carmen's busy graduating from undergrad.
Yep. Oh my God. Okay, so they're smoothing out the bump in his nose and then they're like, Tom Schwartz, you're going to have to be Jax's little nurse after this is all over. And Jax goes, Tom's going to be my bitch.
Yes.
And Tom Schwartz says, that's a role I know very well.
Mm-hmm. Tom says, I'm going to be Nurse Ratchet.
No, the doctor says, you're going to be Nurse Ratchet. Oh, and Jax goes, you're going to be my bitch.
Oh, holy shit, get me out of here. Like you're in a doctor's office and a medical professional is saying that it's not safe and you're supposed
not
to
safe.
Trust
not
that
safe.
Man to fix your nose.
It is not safe. It is not safe at all.
Oh my God. Okay.
Dr. Lakey.
The way he literally needs like medical grade scaffolding on his nose that's collapsing from cocaine usage.
Yeah.
We're at Katie and Tom's apartment and Stassi's getting ready for her meeting with Lisa. She's kind of sighing about and she's wearing a white blazer and she has a new little lob.
Yeah, she's mature.
She's mature. Write that down. She says, I've been spending the last 6 months in New York relearning what it's like to be happy. I feel like I've grown up a lot and I'm trying to be a more mature person. And it's just so funny because ever since I've been back in LA, it's just like I've been sucked back in.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry. There's no way that you were being more happy in New York with your bum boyfriend.
Well, she says later on she hated New York.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure she was having a literally terrible time there.
She was living
no
with...
No friends, living with an evil man.
Yeah, and she said she had to go to Starbucks to poop every time she had to go because she didn't want to do it in the apartment with him. Damn, that sucks.
Hell. Stassi shows up to Sir and is kind of like, hey.
Pump. She shows up to Pump.
Stassi shows up to Pump and is like, hey, Lisa. Mm-hmm. And Lisa's like, I'm cross with you. Let's have a chat.
It really made me laugh because they kiss on the cheek and then they give a hug. And Lisa goes, oh my God, I'm actually cross with you.
I know. She can't stay mad at her, though, to save her fucking life.
Uh-uh.
They sit down and Lisa explains that she's upset that Stassi disappeared and stopped talking to her after all the support she gave her.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi just gives like an extremely half-hearted apology.
I know. It pissed me off.
And then Lisa immediately is like, okay.
Yeah, don't forgive her so easy. Make her work for it a little bit.
It was crazy. She clearly does not feel like she owes Lisa an apology, which is crazy because Lisa has supported her so much.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, fine. I'm sorry or whatever.
She like basically rolls her eyes and is like, ugh, okay, I'm sorry.
And Lisa's like, okay.
Lisa's like, that'll do. No,
stand up for yourself a little bit more.
Stand up, Lisa.
I mean, also just like thinking about the ways that Lisa has treated Kristen versus Stassi is like so unbelievable.
I know.
Because it's like, yeah, you'll say the most vile shit to Kristen being like, your life is in shambles. Everything is going wrong for you.
And
like,
it's all your fault.
It's all your fault. Blah, blah, blah.
It'd be easier on me if you just quit.
Yeah, it'd be easier on me if you just died. Like shit like that. And then with Stassi, she's just like, okay, forgiven, girl. Forgive and forget.
Living that live.
Literally.
Sister.
Living la vida loca. And yeah, Stassi basically explains that she's really only friends with Katie right now and that she's just shocked because no one is growing up and changing for the better. And Lisa's like, Sheena is, you just don't like her.
Yep. She's like, Sheena is growing and changing, you just don't like her. And what's Katie done? She's still working at the same restaurant.
She's literally like, you just say that about Katie because you're friends with her, which is true.
I know.
I mean, Stassi having this like bizarre superiority complex is so funny because it is like, yeah, Katie hasn't changed. She's just blindly loyal to you.
Yeah, Katie is exactly the same. She is working the same job. She's still dating her nasty ass boyfriend. She lives in the same apartment.
Yeah,
well, her hair's different.
That's so true.
So,
but just, that's more of a return to form. It's not even growing up that much.
I know.
In the talking head, Stassi is like, well, I just used to think that Kristen's self-destructive behavior was cool and like badass when I was 19. And now that I'm older, I don't think that, which is like very, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of sense.
Meet Kristen when you're 19 and be like this badass chica. Like
she does whatever the fuck she wants.
She does whatever she fucking wants. And she's going to be chain smoking cigarettes the whole fucking time as well.
Yeah.
Then Lisa's like, okay, so how the fuck are you making money? And Stassi is like, well, I have my blog, Style by Stassi, which isn't making money yet.
Isn't making money yet.
Me talking about the podcast. And and Lisa's like, yeah, blogs don't make money or whatever.
Yeah, she was like, you can have a hobby when you're rich, but you need a job right now.
And so, I mean, she just obviously wants Stassi to start working at Surrogan for the show.
Yeah, of course. Now we are hanging out with Sheena and Ariana. It is Sheena's birthday party tonight. So they are about to start getting ready. They're sitting on the couch having a glass of wine and Ariana has her braid in.
Yes.
Ariana has her braid
in. She has her braid in. And I'm sorry to be like a boy or whatever, but just the way Sheena looks so much prettier without makeup on because of the fucked up makeup she does is unbelievable.
I know.
She's looking gorgeous in this scene.
I know.
And then she puts that damn smoky eye on.
I know, in her main lashes.
Lashes so big you can't see her fucking eyeballs.
I know. She's doing it in the confessionals too. Like she's putting on these crazy lashes that are weighing her face down.
It's literally insane.
It's like,
and she's really pretty. It's crazy.
I know.
Oh, it's so funny though, because she literally loves makeup. And so she's like playing with her makeup and going actually insane.
It's like, I get it. I love to play with my makeup too, but not all the time.
Not all the time.
Sometimes we have to go simple style.
Simple.
But so they're having a glass of wine and Sheena is about to break the news about Miami Girl to Ariana. Yeah. So she's like, I have something to tell you. I don't even want to say it out loud. I'm just going to let you read it.
Yeah.
And Sheena hands Ariana the phone with the DMs on it. And Ariana is like scrolling through them, kind of laughing to herself. And she's like, this is bullshit. These are all bullshit. I've seen these before.
She goes, some things I'm reading right now that I know are bullshit. Uh-huh. And then Sheena goes, why is he sending her selfies?
Yep.
Which is an amazing point, Sheena.
Yep. Yes, really good. Being one, like, Sheena.
But why is he sending her those photos? Why did
he send those selfies?
What about that part?
Is that selfie bullshit? And Ariana is like, no, dude, I already know about all of this. The reason that they were hanging out is because they were in Miami and they were going to go to the club and they like thought it would be weird if they showed up to the club alone. So they invited a bunch of girls.
That logic.
Oh, no.
That logic is
twisted.
Unbelievable. I mean, so obviously they had to invite girls because they were going to the club. It'd be weird if they showed up to the club alone. What?
There's girls at the club. They can hang out with the girls at the club. They don't need to bring them with them.
And also, like, just the thought that those three men would invite girls somewhere and they wouldn't all hook up with one of them. Yeah. It's like, brother.
Yeah.
That, I mean, this is literally the kind of, like, straight relationship where it's like, well, the problem is I can't trust you to hang out with your friends because when you're with your friends, you do terrible stuff. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, yes. Every time.
Yes. Yes. Especially, I mean, that friend group is just like, you can't trust them.
Yeah.
You can't trust them alone. You can't trust them together.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because later on, we find out that Ariana, like much later on, that Ariana knew that he cheated, right?
Yeah.
So did she know that at this point already? Because she kind of must have, right?
Yeah, I think she said she knew the whole time.
Yeah, okay. Knowing that Ariana knows that he cheated makes this all make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Because she otherwise, and him also like, have like, they keep saying like the same stuff. Like they keep both being like, Tom tells me everything.
Yeah, well, she...
Like that's the narrative that they're going with.
The next sentence she says is like, Tom and I are disgustingly honest with each other. And it does make sense that he would have told her because it's like, yeah, that is being disgustingly honest with your girlfriend. Being honest with her that you cheated on her.
Yes.
But she's like, Tom and I are disgustingly honest with each other. Sheena says, okay, but he's such a good liar and you know that. Okay.
Dude,
he's not.
They're that whole thing that they love to say.
Uh-huh.
Being like, the guys are such a good liar.
No, they're not. No, they are not. They're constantly getting caught lying. But Ariana goes, oh, I know he's a really good liar, but I can tell when he's lying. Okay.
Girl.
Okay.
I mean, she is just in a bit of a corner where if she admits that she was cheated on, she looks like boo-boo the fucking fool. Like,
yes.
She looks so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe it was early enough in their relationship where he's like, I just made out with her and I'm sorry. And then they moved on or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think like...
And it's obviously like so awful for Kristen to be right.
I know. You can't admit that Kristen is right. And like Tom and Ariana seemingly do really love each other.
Yeah.
At this point. And for many years to come, to be honest.
I just wonder how much he was cheating on her.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think, well, maybe if we, once we keep watching, like, it will become obvious, like, the times in which he was cheating on her.
In 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
We'll have the answer soon enough. Guys, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Truths will be revealed.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Then Sheena is basically just like, I'm nervous that Ariana is so in love with Tom that she can't see what's happening.
Yeah.
Ariana is like, Kristen is so crazy and she wants to take me down. It's just like the fact that Kristen is acting so actually batshit insane.
Yeah, it does not bode well for her.
Is a really good diversion too from the fact that Tom cheated on Ariana.
Yes.
Because Ariana can be like, well, it's just Kristen being fucking psycho. And it's like, well, yes, that is 100% true. And he cheated on you.
Yes. No, I wrote down it's both.
It's like, both.
It's both.
It is both.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've seen this happen on the show before where it's like somebody is acting so crazy, but they're actually telling the truth.
Yes.
And then,
I mean, it's almost always with Kristen.
It's almost always with Kristen. Kristen is constantly getting gaslit. And villainized, but it's because she's
in return,
acting so crazy. I know.
It's just, it is like a terrible part of what's happening to her is that her having information that is the truth makes her act even more insane.
I know.
So it's like, girl, you need to come correct, but you literally can't.
You can't. I mean, she did it on The Valley last year when at a dinner party, she was screaming, being like, she has a boyfriend. And it's like, don't bring this up now. Sit on it.
Not right now.
Sit on it and keep your voice down.
Later, at a more advantageous time.
Let's be appropriate about it for once.
And Sheena's like, well, my gut is just telling me something happened. And then once again, it's like, your gut, it's the messages you're looking at. Yeah, it's the same thing as last season when they're like, I'm taking Kristen at her word. Like, they say these things where it's like, it's not your gut. It's the proof that you're looking at of these photos that Tom sent this girl.
Yeah, it's literally the hard proof that Kristen said
she
had.
The hard evidence.
The hard evidence. Oh my God. The hard evidence from social media.
So funny. Then we have a really quick filler scene that is like so nasty at Pump.
It's actually so gross.
Lisa's figuring out the menu. She says, not only has it got to taste fantastic, but it's got to look really, really sexy.
She's being extremely perverted.
She's being perverted. She goes, red cabbage is beyond sexy.
Mm-hmm.
The woman she's working with goes, we're going to present it on a butter lettuce. She goes, okay, sexy.
Mm-hmm.
She's literally going sexy, sexy, more sexy.
Sexy, mode. Sexy, more sexy.
The woman goes, salmon carpaccio. Lisa goes, that is the sexiest thing on the planet. The woman goes, pinky juicy super burger.
Yeah.
That is fucking disgusting.
That is so gross.
Sounds like
pinky
a fucking
juicy.
Krabby Patty. What the fuck is that? Pinky juicy super burger. Lisa goes, how's he going to come? The woman goes, on a brioche. Lisa goes, you want to sleep with him.
You want to sleep with him.
Stop. Please stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the whole scene. It's literally just Lisa perving out.
Oh, yeah. Well, then Chef Penny tries to be like, and we're doing crab. And Lisa is like, no crab.
No crab.
No crab.
Crabs is an unsexy word.
Lisa and crab should never be in the same sentence.
Never, ever. Never, ever, ever.
It's like crab is famously sexy food.
Yeah, but crab is also an STI.
Yes. Little bugs.
Little bugs. Lice in your poob.
Ew.
That's what it is. It's lice. It's people that care lice.
I know. I just hate the word poob.
Poob. Sorry. Keeping it in. I'm in control of the edit.
Okay, so now we're at mixology because it's Sheena's birthday. So Kristen's walking in. She says, as we said earlier, it feels amazing to walk into Sheena's party with James on my arm. Ooh. Ooh, wow.
He looks like a sick child.
Wow, it should not feel amazing.
No, it should feel really, really bad.
He looks like a really sick kid.
Yeah. Who's that Make-A-Wish kid that Kristen brought with
her?
He
looks like a kid she just plucked right out of the hospital.
Who is that?
Or maybe
Kristen brought her cousin.
Oh, Kristen brought her sick cousin.
That's so sweet.
People are going to get so mad at us, I feel.
Why? I was calling James as fugly as a fuck. He literally does a domestic abuse.
He's a goddamn abuser as well.
I think that
we
have free range to call James ugly, 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 all over the place. Ugly.
Ugly, 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 inside and out.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too is like, I'm not going to lie. He's ugly. Baseline. Yeah. But of course his ugliness from the inside is also shining out.
Oh, it shines through
like,
so
of
much.
Course.
Shines through brighter than any star.
But yeah, I would say like if you guys have a problem with us calling James ugly, you are not going to like the next 14 episodes of this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, like, he threw his girlfriend to the ground last year.
That's ugly behavior.
That's ugly as fuck. That's one of the ugliest things in the world.
I agree. I think it's fine. I think that we're curating a group of people that are not going to be mad if we call James ugly.
Yeah.
But maybe when I post a clip on TikTok, people will get mad. Yeah. We see.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. So James is in his confessional being like, I moved to Los Angeles to be a DJ and I'm way ahead of the crowd already.
Yes.
Because he played with Deadmau5 or whatever.
He says, because I've been touring with a bunch of DJs that I've literally never heard of. And then he's like some of the biggest names in the game.
Yeah.
People I've literally never heard of.
I've heard of Deadmau5, but that's it.
Okay.
So Deadmau5. Oh, I think it's just Deadmau5. And then the 5 is the S.
Okay.
I don't know, whatever.
I don't know.
It's not really my scene. So Tom.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know. Could you imagine?
You and James in the same scene.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Then I would look so pretty next to him. Anyways.
Of course. Oh my God. Oh, he looks like he is dying.
I know.
Sorry.
Then Tom Schwartz arrives to the party. He is coming alone.
Yeah.
Because Katie doesn't want to come. Katie and Stassi were mean to Sheena last year on her birthday.
Yeah.
So they're not coming. Mm-mm. And he's like, Katie was being all passive aggressive, being like, you can do whatever you want, but I know that she's mad at me for being here. It's like,
yeah, he's like, you can do whatever you want is code for you can't do anything that you want or something. What a terrible relationship to be in.
I know. And it's like, why do you have to go to that? Tom, you don't have to, but whatever.
He does. He has a soft spot in his heart for Sheena.
I know, which is kind of sweet to me, but it's like, ugh, okay. Side with your girlfriend for once.
Yes.
Side with your girlfriend challenge.
Yeah, can't do it.
And then Jax arrives with Carmen. And he walks in and Tom Schwartz has 7 shots set up just yes. like last year because he's yes. a fan of tradition. Mm-hmm. And they start to do the shots. They do 2 of them.
Yeah.
And then Schwartz is like, jokes. These are water.
Ha ha ha
ha ha. But I think the first 2 were real and then the rest were water. Tom and Ariana arrive mm-hmm. and Kristen is immediately like, well, she's stupid for staying with him.
Can we do an outfit check?
Yeah.
Okay. So Shay is wearing a blazer with a hood attached to the collar.
That's like his favorite style.
Yeah. With buttons. Jax is wearing his huge cardigan with those big ass wooden buttons that yeah. we know about.
Yeah, that's his favorite style.
Of course. Everyone's dressed to the fucking nines.
Yeah.
Tom is wearing. You didn't know his outfit?
No.
Brother, he's wearing, well, one of his favorite looks, his huge ass beanie that covers his whole head of hair.
Oh, his beanie.
And a tight, white, long cotton cardigan that has like kind of like a cowl neck almost. Literally like something that my mom would buy at Goodwill.
Wow.
And obviously some like long ass necklaces, skinny
jeans.
Oh, the
necklaces. I saw the necklaces.
The cardigan was diabolical.
I'll check on it after
this. It
was
so bad.
The beanie at this point honestly blends in for me because of how often he wears it.
No, that's part of his look.
Okay, so that shows up. That look shows up with Ariana. They walk in together and Kristen is like mumbling about Ariana being like.
I literally wrote down that Kristen is just like mumbling to herself.
She is.
About Ariana to Shay.
She is. She's like,
going crazy again. Oh, well, she never got normal.
No. Oh, my God. No, she immediately started dating James. That's one of the most unhinged things in the world. She's like, well, I guess Ariana didn't listen to all of the shit that I said. And she's just stupid. She's just a stupid girl. And it's like, wait.
stupid girl. Like, literally stupid going crazy girl. By herself, talking to herself.
And it's like, Kristen, you stayed with Tom for years after knowing about all of the cheating.
That's an amazing point.
So it's like, you're really going to call her dumb? You are really going to call her dumb?
Yes.
That is pot calling the kettle black the most.
Yeah,
the most.
To the nth degree or
to
whatever.
To the nth degree.
I mean, yeah.
Girl, that is so crazy. Look in the mirror.
At least it seems that Ariana and Tom are having fun together. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's I know.
Like, yeah, he cheated on her, but it seems like the day-to-day is fine and that they're, like, having a good time. Like, you were being cheated on left, right, and center. You were also cheating on left, right, and center. And you guys were living in a hell house
together. You were living in a hell house.
Literally.
She moved into that house and she made it a home. Yeah. Yeah, they live in that apartment together.
Turn this hell house into a hell home, mama. Okay.
Last little bit is that it's kind of like Tom Schwartz and Jax and Carmen talking and Schwartz is like, what'd you do today, Carmen?
Yes.
And she's like, I've just been studying all day for my finals because I'm graduating soon. And Tom Schwartz goes, high school? Ooh, not funny.
Not funny.
Ooh, not funny.
She's still 22 years old. Maybe 21.
She could be 21. She could be 21.
Jack says, Carmen is just fun. She's easy. She lives here.
Oh, God.
She lives here.
I love Carmen, though. She is going to kind of give Jax a little piece of her mind later in a way that rocks.
Yeah. So then we have Sheena and Tom. Sheena's like, Tom, I need to talk to you. They sit down. Sheena says this dress isn't easy to sit in. She looks insane. She looks like she's wearing a ice skater's costume.
Yeah.
And it has like side cutouts, but then there's like nude mesh in the cutouts. Like,
I
it's not her body.
I hate when it's like that. I know. Hate when it's like that.
Girl, just show the skin.
Show a little skin.
Come on. Tom basically explains that in Vegas, he called up these girls to go to the club with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up leaving. And like the proof that he didn't sleep with the girls, that Schwartz took a photo of him like laying on the bed.
That could have been from whenever.
Whenever.
That was so fucking funny. To be like, look, see, Tom Schwartz just took this photo of me at some point on the vacation.
At some point. It could have even been that night. The girls could have been in the next room. It means nothing.
Doesn't mean anything at all.
And he's like, see,
See?
Brother, shut the fuck up. He goes, I 100% did not sleep with this girl in Miami.
Stop. We've been over this. You should never say anything 100%.
Yeah. He says that he absolutely did not say that he and Ariana were broken up, and that he tells, once again, this narrative, he tells Ariana everything. I'm like, he's totally honest with Ariana.
Yeah.
This is why I'm like, you know that, yeah, they're lying together. They've created a narrative that they're going to tell everyone. Sheena basically is like, well, the texts are pretty damning. And he's like, I don't care. And she's like, okay, whatever. I don't want to get in the middle of this. I think she does so fucking tired of them. Like,
I think so too.
They played in her face all last season.
Yes.
And I think she's just like, okay. Like,
she's like, if that's the story you guys are going to stick to, then fine.
Yeah. Fine. I think she just at this point knows, like, it's all mess. Yep. And like, there's just no reason. She literally is like, it's my birth. Like, she doesn't want to be involved in this. But she obviously is like, well, I do have to tell Ariana because she's my best friend.
Yeah. And you know what? She is being a little bit sweet. She's like, if you guys are gonna say this didn't happen and you're happy with each other, then like, I'm
literally
happy for you.
Literally Tom turns it around on Sheena for no fucking reason. He's being a fucking brat and he's like, so you say you're best friends with Ariana, and yet you're also friends with Kristen, who has been trolling Instagram to find a girl to ruin our happiness for no reason.
You cheated, bitch. You cheated on her.
Yes. And he's also mad that she's friends with James. Yeah. I held that motherfucker in my arms when him and his girlfriend broke up.
That was weird as fuck. Why'd you do that?
James crying, sobbing in Tom's arms.
And definitely like an absolutely coked out drunk as fuck James sobbing in your arms.
Yeah,
like,
that's horrifying.
Snotty and British.
Literally no one asked you to do that, but James might have. We learned that Tom and James were supposed to be making music together, but then James quote-unquote pursued Kristen.
I don't know if that's true
because she wanted to make him mad, but whatever.
No, but I think that James also did pursue Kristen because he wanted to get on the show.
Yeah, I think both of them were like, let's actually have a psychopath meetup. Let's link and build.
They were means to each other's
ends. Yes, 100%. Sheena says, this is supposed to be the happiest summer of my life and I can't cry because these eyelashes are mink. Yeah. And Tom goes, I know, tell me about it. Just kidding. And then it's just fine. I don't know. He like went off on her and Sheena was kind of just like, whatever. Like, she did not give a shit, which was funny. Literally. I think she was just like, I'm not letting you ruin my birthday.
I know. Well, he will though.
And he just like clearly, I think he also was just like mad at Kristen and was taking it out on Sheena. And that she kind of knows that because she didn't take the bait of him yelling at her at all.
But it did piss me off. I was like, she just said something nice to you that she was going to leave you alone about the cheating, which you absolutely did.
She was not being like, first of all, you did fucking cheat.
Yeah.
So like, whatever. And two, she really was not coming for you.
She is giving him the massive benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
She is treating him with much grace.
Yeah. And then he like,
and he's gonna try and clap back at
literally.
Her. Okay.
And then she didn't even take the bait.
Nope.
Which I appreciated.
Me too. While Sheena's birthday party is going on, there's another little party going on of all of the people who didn't want to be at Sheena's birthday party.
Yeah.
So it's Katie, Stassi, Christina Kelly, and Jen. Mm-hmm. Jen, who is a mother.
Mother.
Jen, who is a mother to that baby.
Yes.
To it,
as Jeremy called it.
To it. They are, oh my god, I forgot.
Yep, I will never forget
that. That he did that.
How's your kid? It's doing really well.
It's doing, brother, really well.
Come on.
So they're walking into this bar and they're kind of like, we're like Carrie and Miranda and blah 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 blah.
They're laughing, just saying Charlotte, Carrie, Miranda, Samantha.
Yeah. Sex in the City girls.
Sure, why not?
That's on Stassi's mind because she was just in New York, probably.
That's so true.
Stassi says that anybody who goes to Sheena's birthday party, well, that's really going to show something about their character.
Sure.
Girl, come on. And she's like, I really don't understand the Ariana, Sheena, Kristen dynamic. She says that if Katie did something like that, then she would gut her. Yeah, it's sick and twisted, but live and let live, girl.
Yeah, it's strange, but also it's like,
it is like, stop showing your true colors that you have minions.
I just keep thinking about the leading with loyalty thing.
I know.
It is like, yeah, obviously it's really strange. But it's mostly strange just because, as you said, I just don't get what Kristen and Sheena are connecting on. Like,
I know.
That friendship is just random because like, oftentimes these friendships are forged out of like trauma, like something bad will happen to the other one and then one of them will be there for them or whatever. And so I'm just confused how their friendship came to be. I think it is that Sheena does her little vulture thing.
I think so too. I think that Sheena needs to be in with one of the three of them at all times.
Yes.
And her only option right now is Kristen. So that's who she's chosen.
Yeah. But the loyalty thing doesn't matter. But
no. Yeah.
It matters a lot to Stassi. And she would fucking gut Katie if she did some shit.
Oh,
like
she'd
that.
Kill Katie. She'd kill her dead. So they're all kind of sitting around having drinks. And Katie is showing them a tweet that Kristen tweeted that says, quote, describe myself in one word, loyal, zero apologies. And then they all kind of call her insane and laugh at her.
Well, that is insane.
Yeah, of course it's insane. It is of course insane. It's like out of control. Kristen should not have a Twitter.
No.
Twitter.
No.
She really shouldn't.
Lock her out of that app. No, I mean, it's crazy. I don't know why you would go online and say that when you know that you've been completely unloyal to a bunch of people.
A ton of people. It's the reason you don't have any friends right now.
She is literally delusional. Like, she is literally living in a different reality.
It is like, Kristen, who are you tweeting that for? Is it for people who watch the show because they know you're not loyal? Is it for your friends because they know you're not loyal? Is it for, like, your family at home to trick them into thinking you're loyal? I don't know. I don't get it. They all toast to Stassi back in LA and to friendship. And then Peter and Jeremy arrive.
Yes.
Peter has come to this party instead of Sheena's because he really doesn't like Kristen and he doesn't respect her. He lost all respect for her when she started disrespecting the people around her.
Yeah, you're like still friends with Jax or whatever. Yeah. Fuck off.
Jax is your boy. And then...
Oh my God, Peter. Literally fuck off.
Yeah. Peter is just like, ugh, I hate Peter right now. He just is lame.
He literally is being lame. He literally is being a loser. It's like, literally, who the fuck cares?
I know. And I was like, why are you even at this one? Why would you be at either of these parties?
I
mean,
it's just so important to him, I think, to be like, I'm a stand-up guy.
I think so, too. I'm a good guy.
Look at the people you surround yourself with, brother.
Yeah, like tipping his fedora. Bunch of freaks
and fucking losers. Whatever. Literally pervert city.
I know. So then they all take a group photo and they post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then there's kind of like an Instagram fight. Where
hence the name.
At Mixology, they all see the photo that Peter just posted on Instagram. Yes. They take their own photo and they post it. And then Peter's like, they're making fun of us on Instagram. We have to take another photo. And then they're all doing like photo shoots at their respective parties and posting them.
Yeah.
Posting a million pictures to grid in one night.
They do hear no evil, see no evil.
They do hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, heart.
And then like, it's because it's a quad. Yeah. There needs to be one at the bottom and it's just Stassi throwing up a heart, which is funny to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're back at Sheena's. James is DJing with Shay.
Yeah. And he's kind of rapping as well a little bit.
Basically like Sandoval's like, I fucking hate James. And Kristen's kind of like awkwardly dancing to the side. Mm-hmm. Sandoval says, James really has a habit of annoying the shit out of people. Guy's loud, obnoxious. He walks around like he's a Muppet. Literally true.
Yep.
Spits in people's faces.
Oh my God.
Which is also true.
Yeah, we know because we get to see it on camera in a little bit.
The fact that that is a theme.
That he does that. That's something he does. That is so fucked up. Spitting on people.
Sorry, my friend James, he's that guy who spits in people's faces. What?
Spitting is so different than hitting. Spitting is worse than hitting to me.
It's disgusting.
It's so gross.
It's disgusting.
It's vile.
And he can't handle his alcohol.
Yep, he can't.
Basically, Tom explains that when they used to go out, he would buy all of James's stuff because he was a busser and he knew that he made more money. And then he goes, lo and behold, he's taking all of his money and hoarding it so he can buy a fucking Beamer and take Beamer selfies. He's embarrassing. Also, his family is rich as fuck.
Well, that's the thing.
Why would you be paying for his stuff?
I don't know. Dude. And you also can't hoard enough money as a busser to buy a Beamer. BMW. Yeah.
You have a rich family.
You can't.
So funny.
You'd have to be working for 100 years and saving all of that money and spending none of it to buy that car.
So. Yeah, he saved like what, 150K?
Yeah, like in a year?
Hoarding. It's just so funny that Tom was bankrolling their little outings.
I know.
Literally being his boyfriend. Well, I definitely. Holding him when he cries.
I know. I feel like Tom was like, dude, I'm famous now. Like, I got it.
Duh. Then Jax and Schwartz are talking and Jax is like, did you hear about what happened? And Schwartz is like, they're having a weird conversation about the Miami thing.
Yeah.
Where Schwartz is like, I don't even want to know. And they're having like it's like unspoken. I don't know. They're.
Well, they were all there.
Yeah. So like they both clearly know that Tom cheated. And then Jax is bringing it up. And I think Schwartz is like, don't bring that up on camera. Kind of is like the.
Yeah. I think Schwartz is like, I don't want to get into the details on camera.
I think that's kind of the unsaid part of the conversation. It's very strange.
But Jax just like literally can't help himself.
No, literally.
You know what is
Jax is like, well, it has to do with Miami.
Yeah.
And Schwartz is like, I know. Let's not talk about that right now.
And you know what is so nasty? That they went on a boys trip over their break.
Yeah, of course.
That is so gross. Dude, you went on a boys trip with those guys?
Dude.
You're fucking sworn enemies?
I mean, it's disgusting. The thoughts of their boys trips, it's like horrifying what they're doing on
it's
them.
It's so bad. I mean, the girlfriends are always anti-boys trips for good reason.
As I said, it's because you're dating the type of guy who you can't trust to just simply hang out with his friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, now I look crazy. But the thing is that anytime you hang out with your friends, you guys do insane shit.
Well, it is like if you go out of town, you're going to cheat on me.
Literally.
It's true every time.
Literally. Jack says, I know how Kristen works and she needs to stop digging around and trying to investigate shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, even if she's right, Tom isn't going to want to get back together, which is very true.
Yeah.
And then Jack goes up to Kristen and is like, I just don't understand why you care about like Tom doing the Miami thing. And she kind of tries to take a moral stance being like, he cheated. And he's like, but you don't care about Ariana. And she's like, no.
This is when she says, I don't care about Ariana.
I was curious.
I was just curious. I was just curious about exposing his immorality.
Literally. She goes, at least I have the audacity to say I reached out to this chick on social media.
Why? What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
And then basically, she's like, I just care because Tom is like lying and cheating. It's just funny because Jax is like, why do you care about this? And it's like, well, why do you care that she cares? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, why are you caring about any of this at all, Jax? You're actually not involved.
No, he's just sticking his fucking nose in there.
Yeah.
And then Jax basically is like, well, we're all lying, cheating pieces of shit, except for Carmen.
This made in front me of Carmen. Laugh so much.
In front of Carmen. And Carmen goes, wait, what do you mean?
Yep.
Like recently?
Yeah.
Like you've recently lied and cheated and been a piece of shit. And he's like, no, no, like in the past.
No, he is being coked out here too. He goes, no, just like we've all lied and cheated. I've lied and cheated. Kristen's lied and cheated. Tom's lied and cheated. Like we've all done it. We've all done it.
And she's like, what?
She is literally like, wait, what are you talking about? And it is like so scary to be Carmen being like, wait, all of you guys?
Every and also like you, and my you? Boyfriend who has another girlfriend that I don't think she knows about, right?
No, I don't think she knows about no. her. It is like my boyfriend and all of his best friends, they've all been lying and cheating with each other. What? Where am I?
Yes. Yeah, you're in the fucking Twilight Zone. Okay, so then also Carmen doesn't know about the Kristen thing.
Yep.
She doesn't know that Jax and Kristen slept together, obviously. And then Kristen is just like, you and Tom are a fucking joke. He's like, you and James are a fucking joke. And then like Carmen kind of like tries to get them to stop. And it's like,
Carmen being the most mature out of all of them.
I know. But girl, you should just go take a seat somewhere because these two like actual freakos, you're not going to get to stop yelling at each other.
No, you're not.
You can't. You literally can't. Kristen is just like sitting there with the most like evil fucking smile of all time.
Yeah.
And like not answering Jax, just being like, I was curious.
I was just curious. Well, it made me laugh when Jax was like, Kristen, you and James are a fucking joke. Like, oh, what? Like you're actually like, quote unquote, in love with him. And it was like, yeah, true that.
I know.
True that is transparent as fuck.
I don't know. He has a fixation on her.
Yeah, he does. I mean, I think they're still in each other's lives. It's so crazy.
I know. I wish that she could be free of him so badly.
Me too. But she's hating him on the Valley this season.
I know. But I just wish that she could be free of him. Like, I just wish she didn't even have to expend energy hating him.
I know.
And what? Instead, she's on Jesse's fucking side? Hate that.
Dude. Oh, God.
Sucks so bad.
Kristen and James are talking to Sheena. Kristen is being like, at the end of the day, like, the truth comes out. And actually, Ariana isn't even really happy at all.
Yeah.
And then, like, smash cut to Tom and Ariana like kissing on the couch being in love, like smiling and looking into each other's eyes.
She is like, she is happy, and Kristen's like, she's not fucking happy.
She's happy. She's super happy.
They're both really happy.
She's really, really happy. So Tom and Ariana are on the couch and Tom is like, I'm sorry, like I just have to go talk to Kristen really quick. Like she has put all of these hours into obsessing over me and my relationship. I need to go like sort this out so she can stop fucking bugging me all the time.
Oh my God.
He gets up and he goes to talk to Kristen. He approaches her at the bar and she just straight up will not look at him.
Yeah. She's like, do you want to talk? And she literally won't make eye contact with him.
She turned her back to him.
Which, I'm sorry, isn't this what you wanted?
I know. Like, yes. But she wants him to like keep doing it. She doesn't want to give in right away.
It's just so crazy.
She loves the fact that Tom is approaching her to have a conversation.
Yes, she wants attention from him. And then to be like not talking to him, it's also like...
Well, she has to like put up a little front where she's like, ew, what are you doing here, cheater? Why are you talking to me?
She is so wrong.
Because he's like, I want to talk to you. Like, I need to talk to you. And James is like, what do you want to talk to her about? Like, what do you want to talk to her about? And she's like, I don't even know.
Oh my God, I hate James so much in this situation.
I know. Oh my God.
What do you want to talk? What do you want to talk about with her?
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about, Tom?
Clearly annoying Kristen also.
I know. Well, Kristen is like, stop.
You're embarrassing me.
You're really embarrassing me.
Her 22-year-old boyfriend is embarrassing her.
Yes.
Her 16-year-old boyfriend is embarrassing her. 16-year-old cousin is embarrassing her.
Her cousin is embarrassing her bad.
Mixology.
But then Kristen is like, I don't know what he wants to talk to me about. I don't even know what he wants to talk to me about, but whatever. And it's like, yes, you do.
You do.
Yes, you do. Stop trying to pretend like you don't know. It's actually really embarrassing for you. But James just kind of like won't stop interjecting when Tom is trying to have a conversation, being like, I'm trying to talk to you about the thing that you're saying about me and Ariana, whatever.
Yes.
And he's just like, what are you trying to talk to her about? And then Tom is like, go take a Beamer selfie. Leave me the fuck alone and go take a Beamer selfie.
Yeah.
Then James is like, oh, fuck you. Why don't you go take a Honda Civic selfie?
Kind of an amazing read.
Yeah. A good react. Like a pretty good react. Sometimes he has good one-liners.
Yes.
That's why he's on the show for so long.
Of course.
In the talking head, James says, Tom is no competition with me. I bet he wishes he could go back to being 22 years old. Fuck you, dude. I'm having the time of my life right now. What are you doing right now? Nothing. And it's like, well, he has like a main cast member on this show. He's like doing pretty well. He has a new hot girlfriend.
Also, it's just so fun. I mean, I guess maybe people like Tom do want to be 22 years old again, but it's like, No way. You couldn't pay me to be 22 years old again.
I don't even think Tom wants to be 22
years. The way that James is doing it as well on top of that.
No chance.
No. Tom has like way more money than he's ever had probably. He like loves his girlfriend for once, is having fun with her for fucking once.
No, he's kind of at a high point right now. It's literally just Kristen and James that are like nagging at him, dragging him down. Otherwise, like, he's happy.
So funny to be like, Tom's just jealous of me.
No.
He just wants you to stop talking about him.
Tom is not jealous of you. You and Kristen seem to think that like everybody is jealous of you two for being together. Everybody thinks you guys are gross.
Well,
sorry.
Once again, Kristen is in a classic relationship of being like, it's us against the world. Her favorite kind of relationship
but
to be in.
She like at she this is different from the Tom one because she is actually deeply and visibly annoyed by James at all times.
I know.
As if he is a child because he acts like a child.
And he is a child. And 22 he is years a child. Old. Dare I say that's a child.
That's a
just
child.
Like Carbon.
Yeah. We come back to the bar after the talking head and James is saying to Tom, don't get smart with me, you fucking 31-year-old, which is so funny. 31 is really not that old.
No, I know.
And that pisses Tom off. So he pushes James in the face with an open palm, pushes him back with an open
once
palm.
Again, like a child. And James is like doing the peanuts run.
Yeah.
And except then
A big fight breaks out.
Yeah.
A big fight breaks out on Sheena's birthday. Poor Sheena.
Yeah. Classic Sheena.
Poor Sheena.
Classic for Sheena.
And that's the end of the episode.
That's the end of the episode.
Ending in violence once again.
We'll see the rest of the fight next episode.
Yeah. Hero and villain?
My villain is definitely James. I hate him so bad.
My villain is James too.
And
crazy to get a villain vote on your first episode of the series.
Well, he's fucking vying for it. He's like trying.
He's like gonna be my villain the whole time.
Dude, yeah. He's extremely villainous.
Oh, he's nasty as fuck.
And my hero is, maybe Carmen.
Oh, Carmen. Sweet Carmen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Carmen a lot.
Poor Sheena for like not taking the bait that of Tom yelling at her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't believe that Carmen is with Jax.
Well, she doesn't. She's 21 years
old. She's very young.
Yeah.
She doesn't know any better. Jax is at this point, what, 34, 35?
34.
34.
So,
34.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening, you guys.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for listening. Mwah. 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 See you next time.
See you next week.